Hello. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 71 today, verses 19 through 24. That's Psalm 71, verses 19 through 24. The psalmist goes on and says, "Your righteousness, O God, reaches the high heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have made me see many troubles and calamities will revive me again. From the depths of the earth you will bring me up again. You will increase my greatness and comfort me again. I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praises to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, my soul also which you have redeemed, and my tongue will talk of your righteousness and your righteous help all the day long, for they have been put to shame and disappointed who sought to do me hurt." Now, we saw last Saturday that we're to pass on God's truth to other generations before we die. But I don't know if you caught this. When we die, we're not done. There is a life to come. Look what he says. "You have made me see many troubles and calamities, but you will revive me again. From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up again. You will increase my greatness and comfort me again. And I'm going to praise you even after death," David says. Let me ask you this question. There's a life to come. You know that, right? I hope you do. If you are right with God through faith in Jesus Christ alone, we will praise God and tell of his greatness in the life to come because he's given us eternal life. Are you ready for death? Are you excited to see God and praise him in the world to come? Folks, all through the scriptures, the Bible talks about the fact that there's going to be those who pass on from this life, but they go into the presence of the Lord and they're rewarded. Psalm 116, listen to verse 7 through 9. "Return, O soul, my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living." We know Jesus died and he rose from the dead. And listen to what it says. "Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father, of God the Father." The Bible says that Jesus has risen from the dead and he is going to be praised forever and ever. And I hope you're going to be one of those ones praising him. Listen to what the Bible says in Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. John says, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation and belongs to our God and to whom sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.' Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, 'Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?' And I said to him, 'Sir, you know.' And he said to me, 'These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The Bible says that during the tribulation, especially the mid part on, there's going to be a great salvation and a multitude of people that come to faith, and they're going to be worshiping God forever and ever in heaven. Folks, the Bible says that we're to praise him and live for him now. We shared last week that we're to be passing on his greatness to the generations behind us so that after we die, others will know of his greatness. But don't think you're done praising him when you die. No, when we get to heaven, we're going to praise him some more. Let me ask you this question, though. Are you going to be in that group that's going to be praising from hell? Because the Bible says every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess, even those under the earth. Or are you going to be in that group that's going to be worshiping him and praising him in eternal glory and reward? Oh, I hope you're in that group that knows him through Jesus and is looking forward to the day when we can get to praise him face to face. But don't wait till then. If you know him and he's given you, you've received his love. He loves everyone. But if you've received it through faith in Jesus Christ, praise him today. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.